In every assassination or assassination attempt, investigators always look for the person or the party that is benefited the most from the act of violence. In Lebanon, assassinations in the past 10 years or so, perhaps Rafik Hariri, Pierre Jumaïel, or many other people who were assassinated, and as you said, these assassinations created some sort of a sectarian strife in the country. Who do you think benefits the most from these assassinations in Lebanon?
America, Israel, and Saudi.
The US, Israel, and Saudi Arabia primarily. The truth is, many used to believe after the assassination of former Premier Rafik Hariri that Syria was behind it. Later it was discovered that this is not true. Then they tried to put the blame on Hezbollah, and this is something that no sane man would believe. We believe that the series of bombings, around 20, starting from October 2004, with the bombing against the minister at the time, Marwan Ahmadi, and then February 2005, with the assassination of Rafik Hariri and the others, which add up to around 20 bombings. I accuse Israel, Israeli agents, and the US of these assassinations, especially that among these bombings there was one that killed George Howe. True that at the time he was among the March 14 coalition, but the Israelis never forgot that he was the founder of the Lebanese Resistance Front, which had conducted many operations against the Israeli occupation and was successful mainly from the year 1985 to 1990. There was a big number of resistance operations, and George Howe was one of the founders, and I believe he was killed for that reason. And the intelligence capabilities of the assassinators seem very strong. The fact that Gibran Tweny came from France on a Sunday night and was assassinated on Monday morning in a secretive and very sensitive area. Only an international intelligence agency can do this. I do not believe the Syrians could have this capability, nor is Hezbollah in any way able to do this. This is impossible. Those assassinations were plotted by and paid for by Israel, the US, and Saudi Arabia.
ومدفوع لها من قبل إسرائيل أمريكا والسعودية.